Where in Sunday's the paper?
Huh?
Where'd you put the Gazette?
Oh, the Gazette?
Yes.
Oh, it's a darn good thing you ain't looking for fly paper.
What are you talking about? I don't
say you're setting on it.
Well, the fly paper.
Why? No, no, the Gazette. Ain't that what you're looking for?
Well, why in tarnation did you say so in the first place? I thought you were sitting in fly paper here. Hmm. Did you see what happened over to Miss Pinkley's yesterday?
What was it?
Why, it says there was a salesman over there nearly cut his finger off.
How'd he do that?
Well, it says he's demonstrating some kind of a new safety can opener.
Maybe it slipped.
Maybe. Of course it slipped. How else did he cut his finger?
Maybe he cut on the can.
Oh, well, what if he did? He cut it, didn't he? And it was supposed to be a safety can opener.
Looks to me like it was pretty safe.
Safe? Why, you're doing fool, didn't you?
It was safe for Mrs. Pinkley to let the salesman open the can.
No, Dad, man, but you're always getting things twisted. Hey, look, it says here the foot and mouth disease is getting the start over in the next county.
What are you?
Oh, concerning. Why don't you listen, Eb? It's the foot and mouth disease. Foot and mouth.
Does it say both of them is getting started?
Both of them? What the dickens you talking about?
Foot disease and mouth disease.
Oh.
That's what you said.
It ain't neither. I said it.
Which they haven't worked.
It's just one disease, it tells you.
Well, which one is it, then?
It's both of them put together. Can't you understand nothing?
Well, how can anybody understand you?
Hmm?
First you say it's just one disease, and then you say it's two.
No, now listen, Eb. I'll try to explain it so as even you can understand it. This is a disease that makes them sick on their feet. And sick...
And doesn't it make them sick when they're sitting down?
Sitting down? Who ever heard of a cow sitting down?
Well, what's the cow got to do with it?
Why, it's the cow that's sick.
Oh, you've been talking about a cow all this time?
Of course you have. What do you think you was talking about?
Whose cow is it?
Oh, it ain't just one cow. It's a lot of them.
What do they do? Put their foot in their mouth and then make it sore?
Oh, no, they don't. It's a disease, I tell you. A disease.
Well, there's no use getting all head up about it. Mm-hmm. Shut. We ain't got no cow, no how.
No, what's the use of telling you anything? Now keep your trap shut and let me see what else is in the paper here. Well, what do you know about this, Eb?
About what?
You remember that Charlie Hinks that lives over to Squidgeville?
Yeah. What about him?
Why, he's gone and got married again.
Well, what if he has?
Well, don't you remember? Ever since he's been a widower, he said he wouldn't get married again unless he could find a woman that couldn't throw any straighter than his first wife could.
Well, how'd he find out?
Oh, how do I know? Maybe he got him to throw baseballs at something or other.
Is that what his first wife throwed at him?
No, there you go again. Can't tell you nothing without you asking fool questions. Burn it. Well, let's see what they've got in the exchange column this time. Here's a pretty good one. We'll exchange cow for 6 cases of condensed milk, any brand. Cow as is.
As is what?
Darn it, it says. Paper must have left out the last word or two. Here's another one. Slightly used raincoat to trade for umbrella in good condition.
Yeah, suppose the raincoat don't fit him.
Oh, I bet the darn thing leaks. It's live. Is it 2:00 already? I've got to be getting out of here.
Now, where are you going?
Out to Mrs. Cayley's. And she wants me to look over a flock of chickens. She wants to show us the whole caboodle of them.
Well, what do we want with them? We ain't got no place to keep them. And besides, I ain't in favor of having no animals around here.
But we won't keep them around. We'll sell them. I know what I'm doing. You just look at the store while I'm gone, that's all. I ought to be back in about half an hour.
How do you do? Is there something you wanted?
Why, yes. A couple of your best cigars.
You mean the very best we got?
That's me every time. Thanks. I'm a colleague.
Well, I'm afraid that special brand will cost you a quarter.
Well, that's fair enough. Have one on me.
What are you selling?
Oh, not a thing. Say, you know anybody in this town that would like to make some money?
Well, that depends.
Depends on what?
on whether you have to spend the money in jail or not.
I get you. No, this is perfectly legitimate. You see that beautiful animal out in front there?
Out front there?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, what about it?
That's a second cousin to Gallant Fox.
Gallant what?
Fox. You know, the great doer.
I don't know what you're up to, mister. But I'll just tell you one thing right now in advance. You ain't kidding me none.
Oh, I'm not kidding you. That's really your cousin,
doer. Might as well save your breath. That ain't no more a fox than I am. It's a horse.
Well, of course it's a horse. That's a horse's name, Gallant Fox.
Yeah. Well, what they want to name a horse after a fox for? Why don't you give it a horse's name like Charlie or Tom?
Well, I don't know just why, but that isn't important. Now, here's the point. Gallant Fox is one of the greatest money horses we've ever had.
Like this horse that Tom mixes in the movie?
Oh, no, no, no. This horse is a running horse, a racer.
Yeah, pretty good, huh?
Good? Hey, I'll say he's good. Why, that horse has won more than $200,000 for his owner.
How much?
$200,000.
Well, that's more than I'll make myself for the next 10 years, the rate I'm going now.
Oh, no, not if you use your head. Well, you've got a chance to make just as much as the owner of Gallant Fox did. Maybe more.
You don't say so.
I do say so. Well, this horse I've got here looks like a better racer than his cousin. Well, his name is Fox Paw.
Fox's Paw? I thought you said he was his cousin.
Oh, he is a cousin to Gallant Fox, but they always keep the family name. Why, Fox Paw has already won some of the biggest purses in the East.
Well, you had him?
Certainly.
Have you got one of them with you?
One of what?
One of them big posters. I just wanted to see if it's any bigger than this than mine. It's so damn big, and hard to get it in hip hop.
Oh, no, I don't mean that kind of a purse. I mean money. Thousands and thousands of dollars.
You mean this horse right in front of the store here has won thousands of dollars?
Has he? Why, he's won. Listen, I've got to get that 4 o'clock train out of here.
Yeah, where are you going?
Back to New York. The racing season opens there next week, and I've got 14 horses in it there.
Are you going to take this one along with you?
Nope. And that's your good luck. I can't take him back.
Why?
Because he can't stand riding on trains. Makes him seasick. That's the reason he looks a little bad right now, but a week will bring him out of that all right.
Yeah, I thought he looked a little run down. You see, I'm a pretty dead, darn good judge of horses.
I've only got 10 minutes to catch that train. Now, see here. Fox Paw is easily worth $25,000, but what can I do? He can't travel on trains. Now, if you act quick, you can have him for $750.
$750?
Yes.
Say, that's a lot of money for a horse, young feller. That sure is. You know, our folks have been good judges of horse flesh for generations back. Always been right fond of horses.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. You know, I've been worried about finding a home for that horse. I love that animal. If you'll give him a good home. Why, mister, I'll give you 90% off for cash. Will you do it?
Yeah. You sure he can make win a lot of money?
Why, absolutely. What he's done before, he can do again, can't he?
Yes, I suppose he can. It's kind of a nice-looking horse. Let me see if I got that much cash here. I can't give you a check when my partner comes back. Let's see here. Just about got it. See there, 20, 40, 60, 70, 75.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. And you will take good care of Mr. Winter.
Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. What do you feed him on?
Apple sauce.